که آقا بی حده اومد افتام این نختختم ایسی سید دت مادر تیزی شید سو دت شدو با دت مادر با توده ایزی کشر ایزی بود این ده ایزی کیکه اشل تومو ایز مونخ was originally placed in a shelf on a board. And then below on the floor, there was a medres tome, a sheet, a madef tome minachtachtov, a sheet that is tome, a medres of his oven, so a medres tome. He was lying on it. And then the person came, the barabbas came, and he found the kikar on the floor, but not on the sheet, on the medres, beyond it. So the question is now, who did it? So, אף על פי כיכר גבי הודף ומדף תומי מונח תחתו אף על פי שאם נופלו אי אפשר אם כנוגו so suppose it fell so then it must have rolled from first it fell on the sheet and then it rolled and rested on the floor where it was there but it must have come in contact with the sheet first. Nobody's tail. Shani'imi odom toyam yichnas lishom binotlo. Hashi'ima boi shalim yichnas odom shom. But like this, we are tailor that it didn't fall. But if it fell, so it must have come in contact with the sheet first. And then it rested beyond that. Beyond the sheet, but we assume we are telling that no dom toya came, no dom toya came. So this kashi is bintema. The whole chefel came the chum, so tane came gabitz lechis talinum barim tome. When there are two alternatives, ufel came nide gabi kikara nosno gabi hode umadef tome munachtachteo. תלין אומר עם תויה. ותיר את המטעם דמר פרקמה דשעבס, גוזרו על סופי קירים המצויים, ולא גוזרו על סופי קירים המצויים. So there was a special gzere, on סופי קירים המצויים. But on הקיקה של תומר הצייך לוין, תחכון מיונד גזר. אין ענה גבי קיקה רגלי מדובו. Shetoya Yisirei, Shalayipi Olamadi V'yitami. There is an extra reason as to why it's attributable to an Odom Toya to take it off the board in the shelf, because in the board it was likely to fall down, and if it falls down it must come in contact with the medres first, with the mother first, so it must come in contact with the mother first. So some male and other toya who is acting responsibly, so is very likely to take it off and to put it on the floor beyond the mattress. שאודם צ'טויה לסירי של ייפר הרמד הבית. Now, I think that the כסף משנה עם פרק תזיין מיוחס מטעמי משקף ומישב. Now, let's find it. Mentions it to the Rambam, who gives a different terrace. The Rambam himself, who was inquired, why is it here we are telling Odom Tomei, and in the case of Kikar HaNosun, על גבי הדף, ומד אפתום ממונח תחתיו, הוא יעטיל לנו עם תויה. פרק ובייס עוד מטעמי משקף ומיישף הלוכת הזין קודם שעובד בבייס אוי שניחי בזוב יזו ובואו מוצא בזוב זכרס דס דקייס הבייס דומי פסקס ולכת הנקמה נת לגשים גם ליר הבייס דומי שאני נראות ומתומי נכנס לשום ונות לי so דקס מישנה says that the Rambam was asked the same kasha, the thesis asked. So the Rambam gave a very reasonable teretz. He says, now in the case of Kuden Sheinicha Bizov Yezu, the Umotze Bizov Yisacheres, so obviously, a certain person, in other words, Tanakame does not assume, like Hashim Gamliel, that the Balabais himself did, and then he forgot. A person doesn't forget, I mean, if he is convinced that he didn't do it, so then we don't assume something that he forgot, when it's contrary to his impression. So mele, a person did it, another stranger did it. The question is whether he tome or he toya. So then we have to say he tome. Why? Because if he tome did it, now, the tome wasn't, I mean a person did it. Whether he's a tome or a toya, that's another question. But a strange person, another party did it. Why? That means he was in the house, the other person. So he was in the house and he saw the carding in Zobius number one, so he changed it from Zobius number one to Zobius number two. Why should he do that? Because he's crazy. I mean, why should he change it from one Zobius to the other Zobius? He has to be crazy just to change it. So obviously he did it because he used the carding. He did some work of the carding. And then he had to put it way back. So he didn't try, you know, to put it back in the same place where he took it. So if a stranger did some work with the Kaldim, he's a Shil Shlimi Das. So he's a Gazlan, so he's a Roshe. So if he's a Roshe, so then we are certainly Cheshesh. Not only Cheshesh, we assume that he's a Tomei. I mean, after all, to be Toya, you have to be an extra zoya. I mean, it's not so easy to maintain tare in your goof all the time. Since the one who did it, so it's obviously a roshi, a shil shlimi das, some mele, we assume that he was tame. But in the case of kikar hanosun al gabi adaf, umad of tame munach tachteo, so a person did it. A person did it. The question is, the person who did it, the stranger who did it, did he do it did a Tommy do it or did the Torah do it? So that person who did it is not a Roshe, because if he had been a Roshe, he'd have taken away the kikar and goodbye. I mean, why should he leave the kikar intact? So that means that he was a nice person who did it. Why did he do it? Because not only was he Zoya B'momin Chavere, but he was even Zoya to protect Momin Chavere. It shouldn't become Tamei. So obviously he's an Odom Kosher. So if he's an Odom Kosher, we assume that he was a Toya. It's a remarkable text. All right. That's what Rambam said in the Tshuva. Now this Mishneh in Pirkei Yudveis, Melachas Mutame Mishkaf Meishav, Halochet Zayin, mentions that Tshuva of the Rambam. Pirkei Yudveis, Melachas Mutame Mishkaf Meishav, Halochet Zayin. We are not through yet with all the situations and cases of Arba. Omar Arabic. Arba Nichnas. The Kikabipiv. The Nichnas Achov. Umotsa Pirulim. Tzor Bdike. Mipnei Shindarki Shal Arba Lifare. So that means that not an Arba did it, and that Cotton did it. So that means that the kicker, that the Arba had in his mouth is not a problem. Not a problem. So he has to search the house until he finds it. ויאמר רובד, תינק נכנס, a child, וקיקה ביודי, ונכנס אחוב ומוס פירורים, אין צהוב בדיקה, מפני שדרכי של תינק לפער, so then he can take it for granted that the פירורים are of the same kid, and he has the פירורים. So it is, he says, ומאירה שיש פירורים כדי כל הקיקה, וכך אין צהוב בדיקה, ואפילו רב שמעון גמליאל דאמר תיבודי כל הסודי כולי הוכח רגליים לדור יישא פירורים מן הקיקה אשר מיד נכנס אחר. בואי רובי. ארבו נכנס בקיקה בפיו וארבו יצא בקיקה בפיו. מה? מי אמרים היינה היי? זה סיים ארבו. סמנלה ניהז and he has that kikar, he took out the kikar from the pit of the arba. If we assume that he's the same arba, so then he doesn't have to be baited. Heine haid dior, heine haid nofak. Oy dion meachinu, maybe it's two different arba. So he has the kikar of the arba yeitze, but where is the kikar of the arba nichnas that he doesn't have? So he has to search the house to find it. Abba that's gonna buy. In Tinsalema, Haine Haidi Ol, Haine Haidi Nofak. That we are not Cheshish, and we don't conjure up other possibilities. After all, we saw one arba with the kikar going into the house, he saw an arba with the kikar coming out of the house, so we don't anticipate new situations. Some male doesn't have to be Vedic. Arba lovon yichnas v'kikar b'fi then it's certainly different armor. Mihai Vadai Achrinu, some male, he has to be Doidik to find the kicker that the other Loven had in the mouth. Now he has the kicker that the other Shocher had in the mouth. What about the kicker that the other Loven had in the mouth? Maybe it was thrown out by the Arbo Lavon and picked up by the Arbo Shocher. And so maybe we assume like that. Vintim Zoleima Arborim Lushaklem Adode, that Arborim, you know, they respect the rights of each other. So they will not, you know, take away the kikar that another arbor had. Arbor nichnas v'kikar b'fiv. V'chul de yeitze v'kikar b'fiv. Ma'al chul de vaday ma'arba shal kirte. Grabbed it from the arbor. Oidil mo'achinu dinise dimi'arba shakalte arba b'fiv havim shtakach. In other words, so then the arbor would be the chulde certainly does not respect the rights of an arbor, but how is it that we found only the kikar in the mouth of the chulde and not the whole arbor in the mouth? V'im timtzleim haris nisel ma'arba shakulte arba b'fi have mishtakach arba nichnas v'kikar b'fi. The chulde yitzo, the kika, the arba v'fil chulde. The kika, the arba v'fil chulde. Ma'u hocha bada yil is the same arba. So in other words, but the chulde was in the mouth of the chulde. I mean, the arba was in the mouth, was kept in the mouth of the chulde, and the kika was separately in the mouth, you know, on one side of the mouth, so there was an arbor, on the other side of the mouth of the chulde, there was a kikar. So, oidilmo, achinehu, dini said in the arbor shakalte, arbor b'fiyav mishtakach. You see, the chulde, if it had taken it from the arbor, so in other words, so he would, the chulde would grab the arbor with the kikar in the mouth of the arbor. Vintim shalom ha'isil ma'arba shakilte arba b'fiyav mishtakach. So arba nichnas v'kikar b'fiyav, the chulde yitze v'kikar v'arba b'fiyav chulde ma'o. Hochad v'aday iyo, in other words, if the kikar is in the mouth of the arbor, and the arbor is in the mouth of the chulde, so then is the same. Oche bada yiru oidilmo imi sediyuninu kiko bifi arba mishtakach. No, sir, what? No, did I skip something? Vintim telema. So, ארבעה נכנס וכיקה בפיו וחולדו יצא וכיקה בפיו מהו חולדו ודאי מארבע שקלתי עוד יום האחרינו יודעים יסל מארבע שקלתי ארבע הופיע המשתקח ואם תצאו נויס מארבע שקלתי ארבע הופיע המשתקח ארבעה נכנס וכיקה בפיו וחולדו יצא וכיקה בארבע בפי חולדו מהו הוכה ברעיו כזה, אוהדים מורים יסדי יומינו, כיקה בפי ארבע משתקח, ובואו ישתקחו חי. אוהדים מור, משום ביעשו סהוד לנופר, ושקלתי. So, usually true, so the chulde that grabs the arbor intact, while the kicker is in the mouth of the arbor. But sometimes the arbor gets frightened, so she throws out the kikia. So Mele and the Chulde is interested in the kikia too, not only in the arbor. So on one side of the mouth it has the arbor, on the other side of the mouth it has the kikia. You call it? Take. Boy Rabbi. Kika Bishne Kira. In the ceiling. So Sulam Leyavido. In order to be mivayet. Oyin Tzorich. Mi Amrinen Kulhaila Tzorich Abono. Kindel Nochis Min Afshei. Loyosel Michlei. Oy Dilmo. So he had ignored mentions because of Ixeya Dilmosel Michlei. What about Tashbisu? The answer is because Mizrahi say so the Bitu Baal Mesage, and of course we are dealing with Mivatel the Chomesh, and there is Midrabonon, he has to be Beidik also. So Mele in this case, since it's about the Tirche, it's in the ceiling. So then the Chachomim were not matriachim. All the Chachomim were matriachim. Why? Because Zilin in the Nofar sometimes will fall off, even though it is kept tight, the kikya, but sometimes something becomes loose and it will fall off, and then the person will forget and eat it on Pesach. V'yosolichle. V'intin Zilin azim in the Nofar v'osol michle. So he is mechuyev to matriach himself to take a ladder and go up to the ceiling. Kika b'beya tzor shulam lo alei so oyein tzorich. Och abadali abid lisalkim napshei, it doesn't go up. It only by law of gravity it goes down, it falls down, but it doesn't fall up. So oydim lo zim di nochis l'nebe tzorichei. He'll go down to the bear anyway for another reason, and then he'll pick it up. He'll find the kikia, so he'll pick it up, and he might forget and eat it. Vosel michle inti pleina zim noch lichurche vosel michle kikia bifin nochosh tzor chobra leheitzi oyin tzorich bigupi atrabonon bimumenu liatrabonon oydum eloishne teiku. Rashi, the whole Rashi. In Nichlasach Mosh Purim Tzor Dike, in Tilna Kika Beish, in Darke Shal Harbo, we follow the laser Kika Shich Nisa Harbo, in Tzor Imahain Hai, the Pashtas Leich Hashim Dumach in Ade, Sulei tzachinu neboye shochar v'lobim avoi pashtes legele chashinu rakati shochar v'lobim v'lobim amuye ishlichem menmenotli v'chadei v'chadiye inakti v'yad mamar mereniore v'idia v'shokal dea v'shokal yisar v'ratz mirimei vi kikya v'abe fi chulde arba nichna kikya b'fi v'chulde yaitzak shinichna b'ligdigu p'yo kikya mikan v'arba mikan. Kika bifinochosh baira penapshi, so it has nothing to do with the previous abayis. Veli domil hanadil, veli gassinu nitzeleina, veli trachinom vivatel bilibei, bimomeine iliske choveya. Now it is, mi amrin haino hodol, haino dnotak, vafilu, in other words, when Arba was Nichnas with the Kikia, and when Arba was Yeitzi here, Vafil Reb Shimon Mir Donat, for the class of the Kule, we don't say, who Shenevat, who Shenichnas, Hochel Vayim Udavon, Shareyim HaKikia. So there is some circumstantial evidence, so even Reb Shimon Mir may it. Oidil Ma'achrinu, Vafil Reb Donat, who Shenevat, Hochel Chai Shimon, the Mistome, אורי שיינה נשאר בבייס, וזה רח השיוטו. אם אמינו לאטריך לרבנון, now here is a complicated taste, a small taste is complicated. פירש, הוכה דווקא דשמו יצאנו, יחלנו, אבל היחדי כחומץ, אמר להיל דניחה לו להיניש, תלבד מיצרים אמיני, what is taste is the cash? Taste the cash, here the Gemara says, ואמיני לא יאטריכו רבנון. But the Gemara says, "Ligabei seicher bais lechaveirei," that it's not a mekachtoes. It's not a mekachtoes. Why? And he was told that a bais is a boduk. Then he found out the bais is not a boduk. So it's not a mekachtoes because nichal linish lemevet mitzvah lemeinei. If nichal linish lemevet mitzvah lemeinei, so. So why shouldn't the Chachomim be mechayevim to spend it over Moed? I mean, he likes it. The average Balabais likes it. So why shouldn't the Chachomim be mechayevim to spend it over Moed? That's this is Kashi. So this is the Ratzis. Over there is different. There is, Ivadai has Chomets. And the chometz is in his, and the chometz is vada in his possession. Vada is it's available to him. Mashenkin. So then we say michal linish lebet mitzvah meini. But here we are talking of a chometz that is b'fin ochosh. So it's not in his possession, it's not within his access. But maybe the nochosh, so in other words, maybe the nochosh will throw it out, and then he'll eat it. So mainly in such a case where it's not ibadai chometz within his access, then we don't say Michal Nishmoy Mamei. Pirush Ocha Davke Dishem Yitzenu Yechlenu Alei Chadi Kechometz with Vada in his possession within his access Omalil Di Michal Linish Lamenitz Vamene. There is a lot of Chometz in the house. And so then it's Michal Linish Lamenitz. But here a piece of Chometz that is not within his possession, but it's a sofik, maybe the nochosh will throw it out, maybe yes, maybe not. So then we do not say nichal linish levet mitzvah momen. Alright. Rav Yudai Meir, Beitkin El Yedalet, Uv Yudalet Chachris, Uv Yishas Abiyo, So you have to be beidik el yudalet uf yudalet chachis, the 14th in the morning, and uf dishas habio, and in the shor shishis, you have to be mivaya. If you want mivaya before, so you have to mivaya then, even if he was mivatel over the other chometz. Vaya v'chachom v'dal shachi v'shas habiyo v'chachomim emrim lei bodakir yudalet, if he wasn't bedik or yudalet the night of the 14th, even though he's mivatel, so he's still mechuyev midrabbonon to be bedik yudalet. Loid Borak B'Yudalet Yivdik B'Sech HaMoed. Now how does Rashi So how does Rashi explain? We say Hamei Bishor Shishis Shumei Dabio. Look, brother, we say Hamei. So Yivdeik Leachar Hamei. Leachar Hamei. Mishei Shoyis Lomai Lo Achetechshach. ומשה נשאר ינחם בצינוק כדי שיצור בדיקה אחוף נרש יצריך המעיד בישור שישיס שהוא מועד הביו לאחר המעיד לאחר המעיד so לאחר המעיד משי שויס למיילו עד שתחשך Now the ratifis. Liborak bisechameid. Pirash bikuntres. Bishor shishis. Bikoshe. So he uses another expression. Reb Yude uses the expression. For shor shishis. Bishas habio. And the Chachomim use the expression. Bisechameid for shor shishis. How is it that they use different expressions? To the Yude correlation as a bio, the Loma Shinu Shene, El Bisei Hameid, Haim Mitzvah Sheva, not as Rashi explains, as Rashi explains that Bisei Hameid means Shor Shishis. But Shoshishi, but Sechameid means Mitchila Sheba, Atzeifa Pesach, Ulachar Hameid Yibdeik. What is the purpose that he has to be Beidik? Even after Pesach, the answer is because there is a Nisa of Chomesh over Pesach, so we are afraid it will be mixed up with the regular chametz and to answer and I'm saying chamirim to Hashem atzif ha-pesach ulach ha-ameid yibdeik kidei shal yisrat lei yisarab lei chomet shal yisar bishalet ha-biyach lano v'ra shal rotzo l'forosh kein mipnei shepirish b'mishne di beitkin shal yavr bal yiroye not because of exera maybe you'll come to it. So that's why Rashi doesn't explain that way, that it means even lachar hameid means after Pesach, because after Pesach there is no bal yiroye. But how could Rashi say that the whole dike is only based upon bal yiroye when the Gemara says? Yimora says here, and now Yimora, V'yosel Michle, several times, V'yosel Michle. So we see that there is a chiv of dike, because of Osel Michle also, but this is how Tesis assumes, that according to Rashi, so the whole time of dike is because of Bal Yiroye. So mainly it's not Shayach after Pesach. It's only Shayach to be Beidik before Pesach is over. But after Pesach is over, it's not Shayach. My time at Reb Yude. Rabbi Rabbi Baravuna Damet Havaye Kinege Cholish has Bosse Shepitero Lo Yehoyal Chachomet Lo Yehoyal Chosea Shivasea Shivashem Seya Liyo Yehoyal Chachomet Lo Yehoyal Chosea and Shivashem sehr im Motzibatechem, Abi Marishin Tashbishu Seher Batechem. So the Torah you applies three different expressions. Meriye, Mitzi, and Ashbose. Ashbose. Sholish Lishenes, Shalashbose, Riye, Mitzi, and Ashbose. So that's why he has to be bedek three times. Of course, it's not smachta only, but I mean kineged the three expressions that the Torah uses. Moshe Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Deim here kol shli bodak b'shli shapok meilo shuveni bedek al men mikam veilech v'diplige. So we see that it's not that Rabbi Yude requires three bdikes. Now, if he made a bdike at the night, he doesn't have to be bedek again in the morning. But Rabbi Yude is saying, if he didn't make a bdike at night, then he has to be bedek in the morning. If he didn't make a bdike in the morning, so he has to be bedek in the shor shishis. Not, but if he made it bdike, so then he doesn't have to be bedek again. The Rabbi Yudel will not show it bdike. Eloche koma, oi yala boso, oi shachis, oi bisho shishis. Vi rabon namreim, libonan bisecha meyeit, is Yivdek Le'achov. So is Yivdek Le'achov. So according to Rashi, it means Imliberak B'Zechameit, Imliberak B'Zechameit, until it's Tistach Shach, so he has to be Medik Halameit. But after Pesach, he doesn't have to be Medik. According to this verse, it means Imliberak B'Zechameit, Yivdek Le'achov, it means even after Pesach. But not that Rabbi Yehuda requires three bdikas. Marzut Ramas Noche, Moshe Avis for Rabbi Yehuda, Koshu Barak Moshlem, Lok Mishuvin in Beidik, Al Mishuvin in Beidik, Odi Plige, El Rabbi Yehuda Name in Leibora Koma, Vioche Behokam Niflige, Mal Sobar Mikam Yisurein, Bosar Yisure Loi, Gzeire Dil Meose, So according to Rabbi Yude, so if he wasn't Beidek until the night of Pesach, he's not to be Beidek, he's not even allowed to be Beidek on Pesach. If he finds Chometz, he has to be invited. But to be Beidek and look for Chometz and Chalmir Pesach, that not, he's not allowed to do it. Why? Because of Gzeire, Tilma Osalech, on the contrary, as a result of the Dike, he might Chas V'Sholem be Nichshal and need it. He needs it, so it's better. He's on safer grounds if he doesn't make a Dike. And if he finds some mainly yesterday invited, but if he doesn't find, said Midraise, he was Yetzer with Beetle. So Mele, he's not allowed to be. And the Chachomim are not Gezer, Gilm Yosov Lechle. Some Mele, even on Pesach, he has to be Beidei. If he wasn't baby before, Mars on the Kamisurain, Bosari Suraloi, Gzeira Dilmosalame Chomene, the Rabbon and Savre, Loi Gazrinon, the Bosari Suraloi, the Gazrin Dumayo Yosik, the Osalame Chomene. When he goes, Arab Judah Dilmosalame Chomene, So according to Rabbi Yudeh and Pesach, he is not to be Beidek. Why? He's not to be Beidek. He's not to be Beidek because Dilmer Ose Memeichomene. That's the Talmud why Rabbi Yudeh says the Tantir is Tachshach. Now we cannot ask the Kashe. But Lacha Chatzeis, it is also Sabachim Midraise, because here it's Rav Yudeh who is saying it. And according to Rav Yudeh, the love there is no love the Raise by Achilas Chometz, Pesach, Le'achacha. On the contrary, according to Rav Yudeh, there is love the Raise. There is love the Raise. So there is a Kashe. And here it's Rav Yudeh who is saying, he is Gezer, Dilme, so Dilme also in Michle, so he should be Gezer immediately after Chatzis also. Why does Rashi say, Leacha Ameid? Bishas Ameid, Sich Ameid. So Achar Ameid, that's not Rabbi Yudeh. That's not Rabbi Yudeh, Achar Ameid, Mishisho Yisrael Mailo, Hashi Techshach. So the Chachomim agree with Rabbi Shimon that Chomet with Chomet Lachar Chatzis, Erev Pesach, until it is Techshach, so there is no Yisadaraisi. That's why even though the Chachomim now the question is this: who says Le'achar Ameid Yibdik Le'achar Ameid? Lacha Ameid means Mishay Shoyis Lemailo Ache Techshach. So Bishleim according to Teisves, Lacha Ameid means after Pesach. But according to Rashi, Lacha Ameid means Mishay Shoyis Lemailo Ache Techshach, but Lacha Techshach not. Lacha Techshach not. Why? Because there is a Gzira Shem Yodi Leichle, but Ache Techshach, the Rabbonin. No, the Rabbanon are not chishish for Gzeir Hashem Yovel Lachle. Only Rav Yudeh is chishish for Gzeir Hashem Yovel Lachle. So Gzeir Hashem Yovel Lachle. So why do the Rabbanon say Rabbanon Savra Leigazgina? So why does the Rabbanim say Lachar Ameid Mishay Shoyis Lemailo Ache Techshach? Rabbon and Gezer Dino Yosu Leichle. So on the contrary. So after Shetachshach, he certainly should be Mechuyev to be Beidik. Since there is no Gzera that in the course of decay is Yovel Leichle. So on the contrary, so he has to be Beidik. in order that he shouldn't be echlei if the chometz remains in the house. So why does Rashi say lachamein shisho islamayu ashitachshach? That is difficult, even leachashitachshach. They says it's all right, because lacha amid means after Pesach, and amid means from shei shoreis, from chatzeis till b'sich amid means mitzvah sheva atzei b'Pesach, and lacha b'Pesach. Lachar Ameid means after Pesach, but according to Rashi, Lachar Ameid means Mishei Shoreis L'Mailo Achitachshach. As a result of the Bliki. Some males, on the contrary, there should be exera shemel yavalochli as a result of leaving the chometz in the harem. So that's very difficult in Rashi. Right. Now let's go over the Gemara first. Maybe as a result of the decay of the Ishaskes with Chomet, so Yovilach. Umi goes Rab Yudit to Mosul Michal Menei. Is Rab Yudit Geizeya that as a result of involvement with Chomets, so Yageizeya, maybe to Mosul Michal Menei, but we see that Rab Yudit holds that we don't have to be Cheshish, maybe as a result with involvement, Isaskes, with Dvorim Asurim, Hil Yagilecha. But now we should call the Emer Yeitzin Umeitzin Umeitzin Shuk Yerushalayim Shein Leim Kemach Vikoli. So once the Emer was Mikrab, so then the new Krab becomes Muta Barachile. So then you can find the new Krab in the Shuk Yerushalayim Shein Leim Kemach Vikoli. But when was it processed? So it was processed before Pesach, while there was still a Nisa of Chodosh. Mishikorodim, Abibiyim, Yeitzin, Umeitzin, Shukir Shlaim, Leim, Kemach, Mikolim, Nachodosh. So when was all the processing done? And Yom Tov, it wasn't done. I mean, it could not be done. And Yom Tov, and Yom Tov means Tezayim B'Nisan Yatz Yisrael was not Yom Tov, was Halameyed, but you couldn't do it in the second day. I mean, in Yatz Yisrael it wasn't the second day, it was Halameyed. You couldn't do it on the first day of Halameyed in the Kerev Ayin. So that means that all the processing was done before Pesach. If it is done before Pesach, so then Chodesh was also Ba'achile. So how could they all those, the Techanim, and all those, I mean, that did the processing, and the Chodosh, why were they allowed to do it? Maybe as a result of their Isaskes in Chodosh, they would come to eat it. ומיצים כנים כנח בכל מהחודשים כבקדים יונתת נקטה ונטחן ונסיידה שהכל ביתנו. So but how could they do all these things? After all, they should, according to Rabbi Judah, should be gazer, as that maybe as a result of their Isaskes in the Chodosh, בלי החודש, שלוי ברצין חכוני, דיבר רמיה, and רמיה does that is the רבונו. So, אם אנחנו קודם את רמיה, היא שלוי ברצין חכוני, they're not allowed to do it, but they did it anyway. רב יודה, אם היה ברצין חכוני מראיסי, ולא כגוז הרב יודה את גנוע של מי חומני, and here, רב יודה is gazing that Eliachar HaMeid, since Chometz is Oser, so Mimele, you cannot make his Oser to make it Dike. So why is Reb Judah Mechalek between the Issa Chodosh and the Issa Chometz? In respect to the Issa Chometz, Rabbi Judah is Gezer, that may be as a result of his Issaskes in the Bdike, so we need a Chometz. And in respect to the Issa Chodosh, Rabbi Judah is not Gezer, maybe as a result of their involvement with Chodosh before Pesach, the Lida Chodosh. אמר רבי שאני חודש מתיח שלי תעת עולה על ידי כיתוב הוא זוכר. Because by חודש there is, besides the Yisr Achille of חודש, so the Aloch is that before the Ktsire of the Imea, so the one is not allowed to be Ketzatwe. So Mimele, how were they allowed to be Ketzer before Pesach? It's before the Ketzer of the Inna. So they were not allowed to be Ketzer, the new crop. Not only was Chodosh Osa Ba'achile before the Akrove of the Inna, but Chodosh was even Osa Ba'ketzer before the Ketzer of the Inna. So how were they allowed to do it? Al Deishino. In other words, not with the a magol with a sickle, but with an instrument, but with the hand. So al deishino. So since the ktsire was done al deishino, so that was a reminder. So we don't have to be afraid lest as a result of their involvement with chodesh before Pesach, so they'll come to eat it, because they know that they have to be Ketzer, do the processing, al deishino, so they'll always remember not to eat it. Mituch shleitat al kitruv zocheru, or the Rashi, mituch shleitat al kitruv zocheru, klashon al b'yedayim kitvin amlez nakak, not with an instrument you harvest it with, but with the hand you harvest it with. כשאמרים הקרקר, לא עושה לי קצירה לפני אינה, וחשיב אינה לי שקציר חמרי הקרן, שהוא תחיל לי קציר, זוכר ועשית החודש, על די שינה המייסה ולא עושה למייך. אבל הבעי תנה בשסקטיפה, but in order to have a fully processed pass, so it's not only the קציר, you have to do tchinen, you have to do akode, I mean, there are so many things that have to be done before you have fully processed pas. So right, insofar as the processing that consists in the ktsire is concerned, so then they had a hekeah, because that they had to do al dikituf, al dishino, But how about the Trine? That wasn't on all the... That's how the Gemara assumed. Was not all the Shinu, so they had no Eka. Trine ve'akode ma'ikel me'ma. The processing that consisted in grinding, in milling, and in sifting, that wasn't done all the Shinu. So the Gemara in the Teretz that even the processing of Trine and the Akode was also done all the Shinu. Holy Kashe, Trine Berachye, the Yad, Akode al Gabi Napo, the other side of the Napo. Trine Ba'onad, so Trine, the Akode Shai Kemach, Tinyone, the Hoyo, Biodayim, Ukshetochnu, Virkidu, so she is a shinui sham the laser and laser bipunai shaite, umshaninam there was also eka, there was also a shin, because they weren't allowed to mill it a regular way. No, you take me see the rechaim shalmaim in a regular meal, ela be rechaim shal yad, they have a hem meal, they have a shinui is a korein, so a hem meal, so was also a shinui, the regular way to mill. To meal, two words in a water meal, and there they had to do it in a hand meal. Umshanin on trina, trina leyo tichnis v'chaim shomayim v'chaim shadar abishinim yikorein. Al gabi napo v'satachten shanapo. The other side. If Hanapo Panero, so every processing had to be done on the Ishino. So there is a heka. That's why Rabbi Yudah is not Cheshish, Dino Yosef Osel Rochle. El Hodit Nam, Keitzrin Beis HaShalchin. Keitzrin Beis HaShalchin, Bishaba Mokim Abolei Geichin. So, in other words, they were allowed to be Kitzei Rebbe Sashalchim and Vishabah Mokim, because that way was not Rol for the Imea. El Hodit Nam Minoches Kitzei Rebbe Sashalchim Kidere Chere Kedem Leimea. So in other words, where is there Nisea to be Kitzei, the regular way of Tvue, before the Kitzei Leimea, that is only if you are Keitzer Tvur, that is Rol for Abu Ezeina. But if you are Keitzer Tvur, that is not even fit for Abu Ezeina, so then there is no Yisra to be Keitzer before the Abu Ezeina. Bishop is Amokim Tvur, and we are Amokim. The time for Shoson, Kosovak of the Nog, Tzartimus, Ksiro, the Abu Ezeina. Al memutal likzer kedem leimea, vichos vachadim reishik sirchem, dimashma shu kedem lechol kotzer, ho keitzad, mimokim shatum leimea, liyatu keitzer kedem lei, umimokim shiatum leimea, shiatum leimea, atu keitzer, utnam bifei korakabones, imibim tzeles lemincho, loim bisa zvarim, loim bisa shalchim, loim bisa amokim, because bisa shalchim, does not have sufficient water, you know, available all the time. You have to water it artificially. So mele, it's not true that fuya that grows on this shalchim is not fuya that is mufchas. So mele, it's not true la b'seimah. So mele, such fuya that is not true la b'seimah. So he's not also to be catered before the Ktsirasayna. The one with a shark, the one with a mock, and she twish lehen, and a mufcha, ma'ikal mima, holeke osam shinuye, do kitzrin kotone, uvi mago, filigazrinon di omosle meichal. So the question is true that there is no isa of being catered the tvuya bisa shalkin, bisa mokin, before the Ktsira Seimea, because it's not role of Abu Seimea. But as far as the Isra Achila of Chodesh is concerned, it applies to all Tvue, even a Tvue that is not Mufcheres, that is of inferior quality. So according to Rabbi Yude, how were they allowed to be catered with the sickle, with an instrument, the regular way? But he should be gazer, there was no hecker, no reminder, so he should be gazer. So he's also until the Avos Einar, it's also every day of the year. So mele a person is moved all of Chodosh, but Chometz is only also during the Yontef of Pesach. So in the other days of Pesach, the other days of the year, it's mutter. So mele, since he's accustomed to eat chometz every day before Pesach and after Pesach, so he's not moved out of chometz. So mele, there is more of a chshoshe, as that is a result of his haskes with them, so we'll eat them. Chomets lo bodomle. Chodosh midu dilene, shar liu v'lech liko ha-shono, ven limudin lifshit yad lo ishit lipiem, avu chomets limudin heim bikach kol ha-shono. Well, leave it here. Now, so, for tomorrow, you should be ready, and the Gemara, what I tell you for this last week, you should be ready until where? What did I tell you? What? Until the Mishnah is out of the base. That's all. So, well, I think that we'll be ready to start the Mishnah tomorrow. Mishneh of Rav Meir Meir Echlin Kol Chomesh, so you should be ready on the Gemara, or maybe without tasteless. Here's the Rashi. The Gemara up to Tonu Rabbonon, that you face on a base. Show the shame of Machludim, Shneo Machlistim. We left off in the Gemara. We left off in the Gemara.
With that?
With that, with Aleph.
With Aleph?
Yeah. So, Elod Rabash of Dusi. Now. Now, for tomorrow, I want to change the assignment. I told you that she should be prepared, and the more that you dale finide until the end of the period. Now, you already learned the Gemara with Reblio, but I asked you to go over again the Gemara. But, in view of the fact that Reblio has to cover Simon Kuf Tzadik, which deals exclusively with Ksamim, so they are changing the assignment. So for tomorrow you should be prepared, and the whole perik of Arei Kesem Al-Psor, don't become frightened. It's a whole perik, but it's only two dafim. It starts Dafnun Ches, it starts Dafnun Ches, Amud Nun Zayin Amud Beis, the Mishneh, and then it extends over Nun Zayin Amud Beis, and Nun Ches, and Nutes Amud Aleph. And then the Perek is Nutes Amud Aleph. Just go over the Gemara. If you can go over the taste, that's okay.
Right.
If not, but the Gemara with Rashi. Now, this is the basis and the source for the whole Perek of Kuf Tzadik. Of Kuf Tzadik, of Simon Kuf Tzadik. All right. So I'm changing the assignment.
Hello, Kesem, you see it on your garment.
Hore Kesem, I'm sorry, see his spot.
On where? On your garment?
Al-Psor, the Loshna Mishni is Al-Psor.
I'm sorry.
Listen, you go over the Gemara, so you'll see. Now I'm learning Pesachim.
I'm sorry.
All right. And we left off about Rav Asher Kedusi.
He was making jokes.
V'chol hilcha du yibodu minei migoza Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara is the kasha. Here, we got the dikas chometz. So, Reb Yude says that Lacham, that on Pesach itself, and even he says, so on Pesach itself, and even Erev Pesach, Lacha Chatzis, even though he wasn't Beidik before, so he shouldn't be Beidik. Why? Because of Exeire. If he'll be Beidik, so he'll forget, he'll be engaged in Chometz, so he might eat a piece of the Chometz. I mean, what is it?
Chometz that he finds.
That's right, yeah. So he might eat it. So Rabbi is Gezi Hashem Yovil Ochlei, when you are Misasik in a Dovorosea, and Ligabi Chodosh, so Reb Yude says that Birtzein Chachomim, so the merchants of Chodosh were allowed before Pesach, when Chodosh was still Oseh, so they were allowed to handle Chodosh, I mean to harvest them, to do all kinds of processing, and to mill, and to sift, to do all kinds of processing. So the Chachomim say, Shalom Yotzin Chachomim, they did it. But the Chachomim did not approve of it. And Reb Yude says that the Chachomim approved of it. So Reb Yude is not Geizea, Shem Yovil Ochlei. And here, Ligabi Chometz is Geizea, Shem Yovil Ochlei. So it tells by the Gemara was, by Chodosh, so he's Bodlmenei, because he knows that until the email is brought, until Pesach, you cannot eat Chomot. So he's Bodlmenei Chodosh. So Mimele, he's not likely to forget and to eat Chodosh. Mashe'in Kein, Liga B'Chomet, so it's only Osea and Pesach, and every day in the year it's Mutah. So he has been accustomed to eat every day so many times Chometz, so he's not Bodlmenei, so he's more likely to forget. So anyway, so Reb Yude Shita is that when a person is Bodlmenei, so when a person, once a person is not Bodlmenei, like Chometz, so then he's Geizeh, Shem Yovel Ochlei, if he's not Bodlmenei. Now, so the Gemara assumed that Shabbos is like Chometz, because after all, every day of the week, 6 days of the week, he's accustomed to do all kind of work. So Mimele, he's Loi Bodlmenei. So Reb Yude should be Geizeh by Shabbos. So the Chol Eichad Loi Bodlmenei. Because Reb Yude,
Suppose you watch shot.
Please, please, Mr. Minkus, let me finish the remark. But now, is it so that Rabbi Yudei is geyser in regard to any iser that a person is loibodil, like chometz, or in Shabbos is like chometz, the Gemara assumed, because every day of the week he's accustomed to do meloche. Vatnan, loyiki podom shifere shal beit, so one that we say mamadlikin, that one is not allowed to pierce an eggshell, the maleno shemen, and fill it up with oil, v'yitneno bitzaraneya, and to put it beside the lamp, so that it should serve as a source of oil, a source of oil for the lamp to burn. Why? Because we are gazing. Maybe if he will allow him to do that, so he'll be mistafik nashemen, and mistafik nashemen is chayiv mishum echabed. So the Rabbonon Tanekame, they are geizer, lest he'll do an iser. So he shouldn't engage himself in something that might tempt him to do an iser. But bishvil sheteim natan vishlech, and even if he shall cheres, because a lamp, an earthenware lamp, is mos. So then we could say, if it's mos, he'll be deterred, from being using the oil. So even in regard to a neir shel cheres, so we still are geizer according to Tanakam. The Rav Yudei Matir, and over there Rav Yudei Yisraelik on Tanakam, and he's not geizer. The Rav Yudei Matir. So in Shabbos the machin assumed is loy bodol minei, because every day of the week he's accustomed to the meloche, and still Rabbi Yudei is not geizer, so why is he geizer by chometz? Hosom mishum chumre di Shabbos nivlub dile. In other words, because of chumre di Shabbos, so a Jew is bodol, even though he's accustomed every day to do meloche. All right, now the Rashi. Kol neir shebigmore haina akli, the kela, the lamp, crucial, minatefes deep in takis, ki shapsila mivayeches, vafilu yishol cheres, eisa sheferes, dinies dimise, afilo ose, ose, dilmo ose le meichomne, vitanye, so, Hanis in Shemeli Neir Chayev Mishum Avir Vamistapik Menu Chayev Mishum Chabi V'Arabil Matir V'Afal Gav Di Shemen Hakel Tirin Bey. A whole week everybody is accustomed to use Shemen Ute Rabbonon Ad Rabbonon Lek Lakshe to Kine. Why doesn't the Gemore Eski Kashe between the Rabbonon and Rabbonon? Because here the Rabbonon Amachni and Gabi Chometz they are Meiko. So the answer is because Gemara already explained as to why the Rabbonon are meikli gabi chometz, because who atzme osuk bibiurei, so Mele is not likely to forget and eat it, because he is engaged in the destruction of it. So he knows, he's always alerted to the fact that the chometz is osa, and that his task in the work of Dike, to burn it, to destroy it. So Mele, we couldn't ask Ikashe from Shabbos to Chometz, because by Shabbos the Rabbonon are geizer dilma yovil echle. Mashein ki machometz, they're not geizer, because hu atzme osuk bibiure, vishum du atzme mechazer olof liseyav. All right. Virome di Shabbos al Shabbos. So Gemara says, Leski kashe between Shabbos and Shabbos. I mean, because Rabbi Yudei in Shifere Shal Beitzo, so he's a Mekil, he's not Gizir Shemo Yavei, Lasis Meloche, and by Dli, so Reb Yehuda is mach Tanya Hevel Dli Shenifzak. Suppose you have a pail, and you have a pail in which you draw water from the well. So you it needs a rope. So suppose the rope was severed. Hevel Dli Shenifzak. So he cannot make a real kesher. Elohim ve, but he can make a bow. A bow he can make. Rab Yudah Eimeir, kirchol of punde is a belt. Oy paske is a garter. In other words, something that is beishinu, something different than usual. So he can tie a belt around the dli, or a garter around the dli, but a bow he's not allowed to make. So the Makshin assumed that the reason as to why Rav Yehuda asks us making a bow, not because Rav Yehuda considers a bow is a kesher of kayom, as the Gemara says in the Teretz. But Rav Yehuda is also made there that a bow is not a kesher, but Mir Rabbonon it's also to make a bow, because if we allow him to make a bow, He'll make a knot, a kesher kayom. So Rabbi Yehuda is machmir by Shabbos ligabe making a bow, and ligabe piercing a shifera shel beitzo. So then he's makil. So kashe the Rabbi Yehuda, kashe the Rabbonon. So then, and there is a kashe between the Rabbonon in respect to Hevel and the Rabbonon in respect to Shifer Shal Beitzo. Because in Shifer Shal Beitzo, the Rabbonon Amachmiya, the Agezea, Shemo Yovel is stopping because he is also bo. And by Hevel Shal Dli, so he says that Anive you can make, and he's not Gezea. So there is a stire between Rabbonon in on Shabbos and Rabbi Yehuda. Kash Rabbonon. So the Gemara says, Rabbonon ad Rabbonon loy kash. Shemen bi shemen michlef. Anive bi kshire loy michlef. So over there, it's michlef when he in the nail there is shemen, and the shemen is used Shabbos. I mean, he prepared it before Shabbos, but it's used Shabbos, so it lies as a source of fire. And then he is available if he's osuk in another shemen that is nishver shal beitzo, so he might forget. But here, when he ties around the pail, he makes a bow, so he's not likely to make a mistake and make a knot, because he knows he's making a bow, so only a bow is allowed to make, and the knot he's not allowed to make. So, Rabbi Yehuda loy kash. Time of the Rabbi Yehuda, what was the kasha between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda? Because ligabe shemen shfer shal beiso, Rabbi Yehuda is makil, and ligabe hevel, Rabbi Yehuda aser is to make an anivo around the pail. And the Gemara assumed, the Makshin assumed, that anivo is osa because of Ixeira, if we allow him to make an anivo, he'll make it not to. So the Gemara says, no, it's not because of Ixeira. So time of Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Leikash, time to Rabbi Yehuda Lab, Mishum to Gozer Anive or to Kshire. El Mishum to Kisova, Anive Gufe Kshire. In other words, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Anive or Ibo is also considered as a Kesher Shel Kayom. Not only Nat is considered a Kesher Shel Kayom, but Ibo is also considered a Kesher Shel Kayom. Now, Keshe Shal Kayome, What is a Yomeshu Rosh La Tir Leila? Have Ad Meloch Misach Shabbos. The Keshre, the Have Keshre Kayome, a Hevel. Elon Ainbe, the Ligazin and Niva Tukshir, Kirach Trichad Alme. Punde, that's a belt, is a hollow. A belt that is hollow. She and Paskie, she Kirchin Zvibe Shukain. So, in other words, around the legs, the cigarta. This is the cigarta. Shoyam Benu, Xeom is Mukshir. Hoyo Biosubika. Kashi the Rabbi, that's what the Maxim is Yum. Kashi the Rabbon, the Shveres, the Rabbon, and the Hevel. Avali the Hevel, Shemay and Hanu Shamulom. Inayme Hevel, the Alme Oye Oy. Virome the Rabbon, another Rabbon. So there is another Kashi between the Rabbon and the Rabbon. Ditnan. Keshin libi paskie. Keshin libi paskie. Avaloi bechevel. So you can use the garter to tie around the pail, but not a rope, a regular rope. Virebu de matir. Chevel de mai. So the question is, what kind of a chevel does it need? Ilay me chevel d'alme, v'rebjude mati, akesha shlok hayomeu, divade osel batule, v'itzim regula rope. So that's what is done, you know, for a pail. You tie a rope around the pail, and you throw down the pail into the well. So it's osid to stay, it's destined to stay. Permanently, so that's a real question. How can I view the matter? Elapshite di garde, a weaver's rope. So it's not used, you know, to tying a pail. And the melee, it's not his das that to be mivatil, the weaver's rope in the pail. But for a certain time, he has nothing else. For this time, so he ties it around.
Temporarily.
So mainly it's not a Keshe Kayome. That's why Rabbi Yude is Matia. Because the Rabbonon Hevel the Garde, but the Rabbonon Asa, even though it's not a Keshe Kayome. Or to Hevel the Alme. To Hevel the Alme. So we see that Rabbi Yude, in 1 second, Mora is asking Kasha now from the Rabbonon. So we see that the Rabbonon Asa Hevel the Garde or to Hevel the Alme. So the Asa, the Argazer, and Ligabe Anive. So so they are gezer, and Anive, they're not gezer. And they say, Hevel, Klish and Yitzhak, Loikesh, Loinde. So why is it, Ligabe Anive, they're not gezer, and Ligabe Hevel, Ligabe, they are gezer. They are gezer. So Gemara says in the Teretz, Anive be Hevel, be Hevel, Michle. Ani v'dikshire loy nichli. Now let's see the Rashi. Keishin di paski, di lafkesh shos lo iskaimu, di mafzit paski shaloi bikach, ava loy bichevel, shema yachenu shome lomis, ine ine chevel di alme, shetashmi shelikach, di kelimich ha shema yachenu shom, so Hevel the Garde Shini Roli Milu Main Tamid. The Rabbi Yudah Mata Vili Goza Gabi Shabbos Yekuni Taimim Mishum Chumre Di Shabbos Porsh Inim Yisure Leib Niskorim Hein aber die Rabbonen, die Hoche, die Rabbonen da nie wekasche. Wahaschli, Tarze, Kule, die Rabbonen, Gosel, Kolechel, Michle, Bein, Bishabes, Bein, Bishorisur. Heilkach, Bichodosh, Lepneim, Gosel, Bichin, Bishniferes, Bichin, Bichever, aber die Chomets, Loi, because Kolatzmi, Yosuk, Liseyofi, so in Meile, we're not Gezer, Shema, Yovi, Lochle, Mishimuzo, Liseyofi, ובנים ונאמה משום מחזר על הפסיכי הוא יפת בגרס, זה בחסס אבל חומץ לא היא משום מחזר על הפסיכי so then he's not likely to forget ובנים ונאמה לא היא משום דלו ימיך לפה because אני ובקשיר לא ימיך לפה ורבי יהודה גוזה בכל מילה דלו יבדיל המיני ומידה יבדיל המיני is לא יגוזה Hilkar b'chomets goza, because he's loy bodil. Aval b'chodish b'dil emnei. U b'chol hanor b'shabes, mishum d'bil emnei. Nei, ud komachmi, that's why it's muter. Ud komachmi, b'anive, mishum d'kosova, hi gufek shirei. Or, now, so the Gemara is asking now another kashe. B'chol heichad ibodil emnei. Because the Rabbi Yude is a tzol that Rabbi Yude is not gezer. Whenever he's bottled from a certain iser, like chodosh and like Shabbos, but where he's gozer, so Rabbi Yude is not gezer. Vatanye preir shoch zidam, he started to bleed. Afil humeis. So if even though it's a case that without hakozes dam, without drawing out any blood, so then the prayer will die, so we'll have a lot of hefzed in makizli dam. So we are not allowed to be makiz dam. Why? Because you're not allowed to make a mum in prayer, but only a mum kavua. But a mum eiver you are allowed. But mid Rabbonon, you're not allowed even to make a mumeiver, because if we allow him to make a mumeiver, he might be tempted to make a mum kavua. And the iser of making a mum in a prayer is an iser from which he is bodil, and still Rabbi Yude is gezer. Dibur Rabbi Yude, v'chachomim eimrim yakis, uvilvachol yatolenu, hosom. So the Gemara, so the kashi is, how is it? The Rabbi Yude by a Nisa, by a Nisa Chodosh, so he's not Gezer, and he's allowed to do processing on Chodosh before Pesach. We're not Cheshesh, lest on account of his being engaged in Chodosh, he'll lead the Chodosh. Why? Because he's bodil from Chodosh. And the iser of making a mum in a prayer is also bodil. And still, Rabbi Yude says, he's not allowed to draw out blood from the prayer. So, hosom, miteich shodom bo, miteich shodom bo, al momeinei, amrinon, ishavis le bimokim sheneisim bimum, osel umebe bimokim sheneisim bimum. Because, after all, he's very eager that the prayer should not die, because then he'll sustain a substantial loss. Some mele, if we are meikel to him, and we allow him to make, say, a moon, a idea, so, on account of his interest in precluding a loss of money, so make him aveya also. So according to Rabbi Yude, the fact that he's boral mameine is a reason, is a ground to be machmir. To be machmir like this, we wouldn't be machmir, because the issa of making him is an issa that he's bodil. But since he's boil, so that's a reason to be machmir. And the Rabbonon Achilik, we are not allowed to draw blood from the prayer, even though he's boil. Why? Because we are gezer, but he's Odom boil al mameine, they say that Adam Boy is a reason to be made here, not to be Machmir. The Rabbonon Kolishkin, Gilu Shari, 1 second please. The Rabbonon Kolishkin, Gilu Shari, Sli Klal, Osali Mebat. In other words, if we don't allow him to make any mum, not even a mum Eveya, so then he'll make even a mum Kabua. So on the contrary, so the machlekes between Reb Yudeh and Rabbonon is on a basic question. According to Reb Yudeh, Odom Bol is a reason to be Machmir. According to Rabbonon, Odom Bol al Mameini is a reason to be Maker. Al Mameini King is a Bo, he's very eager, he's very interested.
He's very excited.
He's very excited. When he sees the ball, Koshkin, hold the ball, Ilu Sharisley, be mocking his moon, either of Rech of Eze, the Shuba Niza, Bain mocking moon, the Shalay mocking moon, the Sovor Shahakil Shoven. Omi Amrino Rabjude or the ball of Mamene. Is it so? Is according to Rabjude, when Odom is Bola Armeni, if it's circumstance where he might lose money, so then it's a reason to Asa, even though it's body on the Yisura. But now Rabbi Yudai Meir, a Mikadrin es Habeimo, beyond the Pipushei Sechabdu, Avo Mikal Sefim. So, now, what is mikadrin and mikadzikin? Both means to comb the flesh of a behemoth. But there are two kinds of animal combs. One comb is a comb in which you have sharp, small teeth, and that is a psikreisha that it makes a chabur. And then another comb is that it has large teeth and not so sharp. So it's not a psikreisha that it'll make a chabur. So a mikadrin abim liyomtev, mipneisho is chabur, because that involves a psikreisha. Avo mikadzifin, but to use the comb that has